I don't know how long the space is going to be. I don't know. Welcome to Brunch Boxing. This is a post-fight space for Taylor Serrano. Like I said, I don't know how long it's going to be, but I thought it was a good night of boxing. I see a lot of complaints about, oh, no, it was a boring night, or these fights weren't any good. I mean, I disagree. I thought they were two good ones. I thought Taylor Serrano didn't live up to the hype. So maybe that's what it is. Like, Taylor Serrano didn't live up to the hype, so people are going to be down about it. But I thought that was a good performance by Taylor. Like, I thought it was a clear W. I thought it was a bad strategy by Serrano. I thought Serrano, I don't know what the hell she did. Did she try to outbox her in the middle of the ring? Like, that wasn't going to work. She wasn't going to outbox in the middle of the ring. I thought Taylor's legs looked really good. She countered. Her hand speed was still really good. I thought it was a great performance by her. I thought it was a bad strategy by Serrano. I thought the Green and Marshall fight was fantastic. I thought that was a really, really good fight. Good back and forth action right there. And both had ebbs and flows to it. Both girls like either dipped in energy and then one pulled through. And it was a good, very close fight. And I even liked Bumgarner. Bumgarner was in a tough fight against Miranda. Miranda wasn't the most skilled, but she's tough. She was super tough in the fight. So I thought I liked that fight. I can't say this is a negative night. It's just no way to me you can walk away and say it's a negative night. Now, the person joining the show right now is going to tell you that this is a negative night. He's going to tell you that women's boxing sucks and all that. And so this is the reason why I started the space. Let's see what kind of hate this show could get. I'm just curious. Go ahead, J-Roll. The floor is yours.
It was a terrible product. It's a terrible product. All right, this is my first women event that I see. I started with what's her name? The elite chick, Ramla Ali. That fight sucked. That was not a good fight.
That was a prelim, though. But yes, okay.
Not a good fight. And then I think Metcalf came next, right?
Yes, Trina Metcalf. Okay, and she did a good job.
And I know she's a friend of the show, so the show supports her because she's a friend of the show.
Yes, right.
But I think she was clearly outmatched.
Yes, she was.
Clearly outmatched. For, you know, no disrespect to her. Just she was clearly outmatched. But
she was a world champion. She had won a belt, and then she had fought a girl that, you know, that was a little bit better. But she was a champ, so they wasn't like, you know what I mean? Like, it was just...
I think this was for undisputed, right? Or no?
Yeah,
it was for undisputed. So both of them were champions, correct?
Yes. No. I think what happened was the person she was supposed to fight dropped the belt, so it made the belt available, a vacant.
It made it a vacant belt. Just like when I think Canelo fought somebody, he won a vacant belt as well. Okay, no worries.
You like this, J-Ro. The original champion was pregnant and had to drop.
That's the funny part. Yeah, that's the part J-Ro would like about that. I actually thought about it when I heard that thing. I said, damn it, this guy's going to eat that up when he sees that.
Okay. Hold on. She got stripped because she was pregnant?
Well, she couldn't fight, so they dropped the belt. She has to drop the belt because she couldn't fight.
You won't get medically cleared for that.
But she was stripped. They're not like, when was his replacement? When was his replacement?
A few weeks. Like
a month.
Like 3 weeks. Yeah. A month. Yeah.
Okay. Why would you get pregnant when you have a fight sign? That's crazy.
I don't think she planned it like that.
You know, things happen, J-Ro. I could talk to you about the anatomy in another space if you'd like.
I'm just saying, you don't see that in other sports. I don't know. But all right, whatever. It don't matter. But for that spot, I thought that fight was cooler to fight. Okay. Now, granted, right here, I said, okay, there's enough women boxing for me. I'm going to go out and get something to eat. I went out, we ate. I came back, and it was time for the one that got popped for being dirty.
Bumgarner. Oh, wait, hold on. You didn't even see the Jadasia Green fight.
No, I don't even know who she is.
So you cannot tell me, oh, this was a bad night. You didn't see the best fight of the card.
Everything that I saw, first of all, she wasn't even the co-main event. But anything from what I saw, I'm telling you, it was a bad product. So when I see them, what's her name, Bumgarner? I thought that fight was boring. I'm sorry. No power. There was no power in that ring at all. I thought that fight sucked. That was not.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I was not entertained by that at all. I was bored. But I said, okay, cool. Now we get into the main event. And I kept hearing, fight of the year. The last two. Not just fight of the year women boxing between Taylor and Serrano. I don't know what the first one in the rematch. But fight of the year, period. Comparing women and male boxing, that was the best fight of the year. So I'm like, I don't know. If you say so. So I watched this. And no, it was not a great performance. You saved Taylor. I mean, you know, push landing round one? You know, punch landed round one.
No, you know what? I thought one landed. I thought it was for Serrano. I was like, one shot landed.
And you know what? I don't even know. I think maybe like, what, two shots landed round two?
Yeah, I'll give you that. Like, it was a full start.
But round three wasn't any better. I don't think round four was any better. I think round four, there was a little combination that was thrown by a dictator or what have you in round four, round five. But again, it was not a clinic. To me, it was not a clinic. To me, this was not a great performance. It was the core level versus what's his face?
Who?
The Dominican.
Oh, no. De Los Santos? No. I get what you're saying. I thought it was a great performance by Taylor, because you have to think about Taylor.
She wasn't really landing anything.
So here's the thing, though, right? The person who let down the performance tonight, because you got to understand, Taylor will fight like that. She wouldn't want to fight like that the first fight. She wouldn't want to fight like that the second fight. But Serrano didn't let her. Serrano forced the war.
This time she let her.
Yeah, because Serrano came in with the worst strategy ever. Her corner kept telling her, hey, don't go to war with her.
Because Serrano came with a terrible strategy does not mean the performance that Taylor gave was great.
Taylor did look good because Taylor moved well. Her legs were good. Her head was good. Like every time.
She did the bare minimum. Because Amanda would let her do the bare minimum. Did Taylor get out of her first, I don't know how many gears she has. But ain't no way she got out of first gear.
I don't think she needed to. I don't think she needed
to. Why would you open yourself up like that?
But if you don't get out of the first gear, I don't think that's a great performance by you.
If you're fighting your toughest foe and you don't have to get out of the first gear, it is a great performance. That's just your level above.
No, because you're doing the bare minimum. You winning this round by doing the bare minimum.
Question. When Floyd Mayweather fought Baldemir, did he get out of the first gear in that fight?
No, but I also don't think that was a great performance by Floyd. You thought that was a good performance by Floyd?
No, I mean, I just think it's superior.
I thought that was one of the worst Floyd Mayweather fights. I never even went back to watch that before.
Yeah, that fight sucks. I'm with you.
The performance wasn't great to me.
To me, it does, because it's like, okay, Baltimore catching a dab, and this guy, he couldn't even touch Floyd. He couldn't even.
I've seen great Mayweather performances. When I'm going to mention great Mayweather performances, that's not going to be one of them.
I get you.
It's going to be Baltimore.
I think one part of it too is you got to understand that Taylor at this point, people think like Taylor's probably almost done in her career. So the fact that that's the way she looked as far as her foot speed, the movement, and her hand speed, I thought it still shows she had a lot of gas in the tank.
I tell you what I noticed. What I noticed is Taylor is a person that has done boxing, I think, her whole life. I think she's been boxing 24/7. That's something I did notice. That, okay, this is a girl that has done boxing her whole life. While Amanda Serrano, to me, is a great fighter, but she does other sports. She does MMA. You can catch her in a random Naga Jiu-Jitsu tournament in the East Coast. She practices other field of fighting that's just not boxing.
But she's a
jack of all trades, but a master of none. Taylor is a master. I think she's a master boxer.
But this is the way I would phrase it. Like, okay, if Luis Neri went in the ring, right, with let's say Inoue, and said, "I'm going to box him into the ring," no matter what, if Neri had been fighting his whole life, whatever, you would say that's a stupid strategy. You're not going to box this guy in the middle of the ring. You're going to lose that fight. You got to go and make a fight happen and get him in some uncomfortable spots. That's what Serrano needed to do. That's what she did the first two fights. This strategy was almost to me like a pride thing, where it's like, we're going to prove that we're just as good a boxer as Katie Taylor. Well, that was a stupid mistake, and this is what this fight looked like, because you made that stupid mistake and that stupid strategy.
Yes, Serrano wins by volume. I've never seen her just outbox somebody.
I don't think it was an ego thing. I just think they were, I don't know. I think Serrano honestly is gun shy after all those fucking headbutts and her face and the cut.
The headbutt I saw tonight was going the other way.
So, yeah, no, I think they just did, they tried to initiate a different plan so that to limit all the headbutts and shit. And it was a horrible plan. I didn't like it one bit.
It was a horrible strategy. Horrible strategy. And it's just completely like, it's like not, I guess, you know, you said the headbutts, but it's just like completely not learning from the first two fights. It's like, what do we do that it worked in the first two fights? Okay, let's just get away from all that and let's just start from scratch. That's why I thought the first round was weird, because I was like, a feeling out round after you guys already kind of know each other pretty damn well in that ring, and a feeling out round to where you came and landed a shot is very strange to me, especially from Serrano. I just thought, like, needed to put that pressure on right away. So, yeah, I knew kind of from, like, the first three rounds, I'm like, it's too late. Even if she applies the pressure now, it's going to be too late. She's not going to wear it down enough. So I just thought that was a really poor strategy from her. But I think it was a good night for women's boxing. What do you think of the card as a whole, King P? I'm just curious, because Jay Rose over here, you know, even though he didn't watch most of it, is really negative about it. What did you
think? I watched four fights. I'm sorry, that's a pay-per-view event.
You watched two prelims. You watched two prelim fights. You watched two prelim fights, and then the two co-main, the main event.
It was all right. It was like, it wasn't horrible, but it wasn't anything to write home about. There was some good, there was some bad, and there was some ugly.
So would you say this was overall a negative thing for women's boxing or a positive thing for women's boxing?
I mean, when you get that many eyes on the sport, I don't think it's necessarily a bad thing. But I mean, I don't think it was also the best showing of women's boxing. So you take the good with the bad.
Gotcha. Like I said, I think it was a positive night for women's boxing. I wish that Taylor Serrano would have delivered more. It had a lot of hype on it. There's no way it was going to deliver to the hype it had on it, but I wish it could have did more. I really blame Serrano more for that than I do Taylor.
I don't think either of them looked great. Like, Serrano just looked worse, but Katie did not look great either.
That's what J-Roll's saying. But a person that's going to say Taylor did look good, my man Gray. Gray, what do you got for us? What'd you think of tonight?
First of all, I think it's really a credit to my abilities as a watcher to call how the fight was going to be scored well before the scorecards are read. You're welcome. I'm the one paying attention. No, I thought the fight was pretty bad. I thought it was poor, bordering on bad. I would give it a 3 out of 10. Game of Thrones season 8 ass kind of fight.
Okay.
I thought it was a complete letdown. I think they both made the decision that they were not going to go to war in this fight, and that benefited the better boxer in Katie Taylor. I felt Serrano's footwork was depressing, punching air a lot. I thought the broadcast was slanted towards her completely.
Yeah, 100%.
You know, I know who the unofficial scorer was, and it's somebody who I know personally, and I do like them, but I thought their scorecard was wrong. And they're somebody who typically watches and scores BKFC bouts. And I think doing that four times a month, this is what you get. But I thought Katie clearly won the fight. Overall, the production value, I was thinking about the production wise. I thought MSG looked beautiful. I thought the boxing was shot super well tonight. Look clean, look crisp. And then tomorrow, we're going to go with that fucking 720p dog shit while Mr. fucking Turkey slams on the fucking ring apron for 3 hours while Rick Reno looks like a dirty pimp. Yeah, I'm real excited for that. Real excited for that fucking production.
But the fights will be better, so
I hope. I fucking hope they are, dude. I sat doing a Berlanga bullshit. Fucking fuck you, Berlanga, making me get home at 4:30 in the morning because you can knock Steve Rolls out. So I'm hoping they're better tomorrow, dude. I really do. But in terms of how things looked and sounded and just how it felt, like, I haven't felt that way since I was a kid watching boxing, how fucking good it looked. Like, please God, I hope Netflix does more production, because I can't have DAZN production be the fucking standard in this business. That's pathetic.
I'm glad you think Netflix rolls, because
is Netflix doing the production for the Canelo one? I mean, I know they're hosting the fight, but you think the Turkey will let them have production?
I hope they tell the DAZN trucks to turn the fuck around. I don't want a single fucking DAZN camera. I don't want a fucking single DAZN mic. Just whatever they use tonight, bring those people back. Bring them back.
I thought it looked great. I thought it looked fantastic.
Shot beautifully. Like, the fucking full arena. I know it's women's boxing. It's not all your cup of tea. So I get it if the product itself in the ring wasn't what you liked. But you have to admit that it just looked, in the crowd and the shots and the entrances, just looked like an actual fucking, like, a sport you could be proud of.
It looked good. And I don't care too much about celebrities, but it wasn't like streamers and stuff like that, or like, you know, whatever the hell DAZN's highlighting in their audience. So, yeah, I can't disagree with that.
I don't think anybody would argue with you that the presentation was good. Like it was very well presented. Just a matter of if you like the in the ring shit.
Right. Exactly. Completely.
The contrast with tomorrow is going to be shocking.
I think I'm the only person here who enjoyed the in-the-ring what happened today. But I guess I
enjoyed some fights and
some fights.
Others. And I'm sorry, Ezra. I don't know if I should say this. I don't care. The one thing I will say is I'm muting Irish accents for a while. Anytime an Irish person talks, I'm muting. I got tired of that shit tonight. Oh, God. Nails on a chalkboard.
Well, did you feel that way when Connor was on top of his game?
Somewhat, but he wasn't as bad. Like today was just bad. Her and Savannah Marshall too, even though she's not Irish. The accent was just, oh my God.
Liverpool. Shut up. I'm glad Gray brought up Steve Rolls though, because we're gonna get to find out if Hamza Shiraz can box one round better than Steve Rolls in defeat.
that's not saying. That's
I know,
not
wasn't saying that much. Wasn't that like a 6-4 fight or something like that? Holy shit, dude. A winner tonight.
We're not talking about Krista Shields. She was a winner tonight because she now has an opponent that I'm actually excited for her to fight.
Why?
And she has another one. Why are you coming?
That's a test too.
You're excited for that. I'm not.
Oh, first of all, there's not any opponent right now that has gives me any bit of interest.
Would I like to see it? Yes. Am I excited about it? No.
What are you guys talking about?
Shanae's Green. If you look at any opponent that Krista Shields have fought, at least Shanae's Green looks like she could do some work in the ring. I don't. If it's one-sided, fine. It's someone that I actually think has some skill in the ring.
No, it's going to be a one-sided fight after the
talk. Of course. Okay, that's fine.
You're not even, so I can tell you even watch the full show. Because the girl that can actually cause problems is not Shadeja Green, it's Tam.
Yeah, I know. Tam the first fight? Yeah, the first fight in the car.
Tam Pibble is a better boxer.
That's why I said, but I was going to get to that. But she's 2-3 fights in. She's going to need a few more fights to get to that point. But she is the one that you're going to be like, that's going to be the matchup. That's going to be the fight where you're going to build it to.
That's the fight in about 18 months that is going to be the
I hope it's not that soon.
But did Shanae Green just lose the fight?
No, she won.
But a lot of people didn't think she won. But it felt like a draw to me, to be honest.
I felt like a draw. But she took it a point that was complete BS. So whatever was done, that point took it away was complete nonsense.
Can we talk about how Thomas Taylor is turning into Jack Reese? This is a big thing.
Hold on. Where have you been? I've said for a while he's kind of slipped as a referee. So.
I agree with you. I agree with the KP. I know. I've been noticing it in the last couple months, but he's getting worse with the cameras on him. It's becoming the Thomas Taylor show. It's actually going to get. If he gets a big assignment with the men, it's going to be a big problem.
And he's not. He's not good or entertaining enough for me to want the show to be all about him as a referee. No, get the fuck out of here.
She did lose a cruise. You're right, J-Roll. She did lose a cruise, yes. I thought you were saying she lost tonight. I was like, no, she won.
No. I didn't watch the fight tonight. I told you I didn't watch it.
I know. God damn it. I'm the one person that knows for sure you didn't watch the fight tonight. You don't have to tell me. You missed the best fight of the card. And then he told me the card was.
It was the best fight of the card, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. Oh, it definitely was. It was a great fight.
What happened to the Baumgartner fight? Because I actually missed that one. And I'm hearing that.
She did not look good at all.
It was not good.
Not really. Went fucking 7-3 with the cast member of the Netflix show fucking Money Heist. So that's not good.
It's like she kind of like, it felt like she kind of forgot how to box.
Derek James was turned her into a fucking female Frank Martin. Like, no, please don't. Like, the horrible stop. I don't think they're a fit yet.
Now, I got to do an introduction for this man, or he'll be really pissed off. So now joining us, the greatest host in boxing media, the man they call, now I've never heard anyone specifically say this, Mr. One Take, but that's what they say that they call him, Mr. One Take himself. Matt, welcome to the show.
Tonight was a victory for a lot of people. There are a lot of big winners and big losers. The biggest winner of the night is women's boxing. because while not everyone enjoyed the night, I guess Jero didn't enjoy it. He thought it was a C-. We saw a sold-out Madison Square Garden. The crowd was rocking all night. We saw it on Netflix. It looked like and felt like a big event. And you don't see that often with women's boxing. They already cleared $1 million at the gate. I think they're like brushing up on $2 million. They might have cleared $2 million at the live gate. It was almost completely sold out. I'm sure they had the paper, the rest of it, to get the rest of the sellout. This was the event of the evening. You know, despite the major efforts of Turki Al-Sheikh to counter-program this fight all week, you know, he scheduled another fight in New York City the day after. Then he had his press conference for a fight that's not until Thanksgiving week. Think about that. About 4 months away. A fight that's 4 months away. He had to have the kickoff press conference today for that fight. Okay. Obviously, all the festivities from fight week this week for tomorrow's card. And, of course, he decided to have a sparring session, a series of sparring sessions running opposite the car tonight. So despite his best efforts to sabotage this event, New York City showed out for the women tonight, and they filled up that arena, and they were screaming at the top of their lungs. So bravo to women's boxing. Bravo to Katie Taylor and Amanda Serrano, Jake Paul, Nikisa Darian, everyone involved. That was a great night of boxing for women's boxing. Now, to get to the actual card, okay, the main event of the evening, without a doubt, it sucked. This was actually, in my opinion, one of the most ho-hum, boring women's fights I've seen in a long time, and one of the most boring boxing matches I've seen in a long time. You know, now I think personally it was because of Amanda Serrano. For some reason, and I don't know if Jordan Maldonado, if his steroids are messing up his brain, for some reason they came into the fight with the bright idea that Amanda Serrano was going to outbox Katie Taylor. I hate to break it to you guys, because I know everyone loves to say Amanda Serrano is one of the greatest female fighters of all time, all these divisions and blah, blah, blah. Amanda Serrano can't box. She cannot box at all. That's never been one of her strengths. Her strengths was she had relatively good power, to top shelf power in the lower weight divisions, and she would throw a lot of punches. That was her calling card. And today, she thought that she would outbox a fucking Olympic gold medalist. It was one of the dumbest strategies I've ever seen going into the fight. And Katie Taylor, I'm sure, was like, wait, this is what we're gonna do? I could do this all night. Yo, Katie Taylor could have fought 12 three-minute rounds today, okay, if they were going to be fighting like that. That was nothing. All she had to do was stick and move all day. Stick and move all day. This was your time in Jerry, Turki Al-Sheikh, except both guys were, I don't know, Tom, Jerry. I don't know who's who in there now.
Jerry. They were both Jerrys.
I don't know who's who in the analogy, but Amanda Serrano, who is a checkers player, tried to play a chess match with a chess master, and she fell short. 95-95 was very generous on a card. I don't think Amanda Serrano won more than three rounds at most. The right person won. There was no need for a third fight, And this was the worst fight of the three, you know? Now, as for the co-feature of the evening, Alicia Baumgartner versus Jennifer Miranda, who boxed great, so eloquently stated, and he wasn't actually joking. I know people think he was making a joke. No. Jennifer Miranda actually is an actor on a Netflix show. And he actually wasn't joking. That's actually an actual fact. I thought, I don't know. Did the right person win? I don't know. I'll be honest. I decided to play cards during this fight. I wasn't paying too much attention because the fight was pretty boring. It was pretty boring, you know? But from the action I was seeing, it looked like for every one that Alicia Baumgartner would throw and fall short or overshoot the target, she would get like 3 or 4 punches, like throw up in her face. They weren't hard punches, but they were landed punches. You know, that should count for something, in my opinion. I mean, this is boxing. So she didn't have a good performance. She has not had a good performance ever since she got caught with PEDs. Justice for Christina Lenarda, too. I thought Mark Ortega had a very interesting tweet. He said that in the fight with Christina Lenarda, too, where she got popped with PEDs, she averaged about 54 punches thrown per round. And tonight she was throwing about 27 punches per round. That is a huge decrease. Now, some might attribute that to the new trainer, Derek James. Fraud alert. Fraud, we're going to have a talk about him pretty soon. But Derek James fighters are usually more aggressive. So there was really no excuse. I just think that these fighters that were previously on PEDs and got caught, they're just not having great performances. You had Ryan Garcia. You had Anna Ben. Now you have Alicia Baumgartner. You know, I don't think that any of this is a coincidence. You know, so it is what it is that. Now, I heard Ezra speaking about Savannah Marshall versus Sadeja Green. Personally, I thought Savannah Marshall won the fight. I thought she won 6-4. I wasn't upset that Sadeja Green got the Duke, but to say it was the best fight of the night kind of underscores how poor the card was, because this fight was very, very sloppy. Very sloppy. And I don't know what it is about Sadeja Green, or maybe it's just a symptom of the women in the higher weight classes. For some reason, they fall into every punch and hold. They fall into a punch and hold. Fall into a punch and hold. It is sloppy. It's not aesthetically pleasing. It's not particularly skillful. It just looked like two palookas going at it in there, you know? But it is what it is. Sadeja Green, future question, she has upon it. I hope not.
What do you mean? Wait, what do you mean?
I have never.
Who else?
Because
I don't know. Who else?
She's not. She,
who else you got?
She, first of all, she's not. Hold on. She's not interested.
Oh, Jesus. The other ones are interesting?
She's not particularly good. Okay. She's already overweight. Okay. So don't think Larissa's coming down to 168. She's gonna have to go up to heavyweight.
Why wouldn't?
Which is gonna make her.
Why wouldn't Larissa come down to 168? She has no opponents. Why wouldn't she come down and wait?
Because who the fuck is Sadeja Green? Clarissa Shields don't respect Sadeja Green.
Oh my
God. Sorry to break it to you. She don't respect her.
If Clarissa has more money fights, so she's gonna have to come down eventually.
Yeah, she's gonna do what Clarissa wants. And sorry, Sadeja's gonna have to deal with.
Oh, let me tell you. Well, you know what? No, I'm not necessarily sure that's the case. Because you know, Clarissa Shields is a free agent. after her next fight, all right? And she's a free agent, right? Who's going to have a big who's offering Clarissa Shields a big money fight? Who's offering her a big fight? Because I think MVP is the one that's going to offer the big fight to her.
Well, I can tell you who's going to be
offering. Is there a lot of money in Saudi for women boxing?
I can tell you who's going to be offering her a big money deal. It's going to be Eddie Hearn and Matchroom.
Oh, who's he got? Who's he got to make this big money fight? Who's the fight?
It doesn't matter who he has. I'm telling you that Eddie Hearn has very big interest in signing Clarissa Shields. And when I was at the press conference for Edgar Berlanga versus Hamza Shiraz, Clarissa Shields and Eddie Hearn were very buddy-buddy in the corner discussing business with Papoose standing guard like he was the fucking Secret Service. Okay? So that's something to look out for when you say, where's she going to get the money from? I don't know who the opponent is going to be, but then again, my thing is this. You can always come up with opponents. I think she's going to
rematch. Chris Cyborg is there as well.
She won't even go to 168. You think she's going to go to 160? She's going to go, what, 155? Cyborg?
But Ezra, in women's boxing, you can find any opponent.
No, you can't. You literally cannot.
Who will know the difference? I'm telling you right now, I would not know the difference if you tell me Clarissa Shields is fighting.
Yeah, because you don't like women's boxing. Of course, you didn't even watch the card today. What are you talking about? Doesn't know her opponent. He doesn't care. Of course, guys, doesn't fucking like women's boxing.
Ezra, it's easy to say it's because he doesn't like women's boxing. But let's not pretend like women fighters are very known.
You know the women's fighters that fought tonight? They fucking are going to do better than all these guys that we know are going to fight the card tomorrow.
Hey, listen. Alicia Bumgarner fought an actor from a
network. And both of them did better than the whole damn card we're going to watch tomorrow. Okay, the guy fought Canelo. What are the guys fought Canelo? What are you talking about? Now, if I'm not angry enough, let's truly let this guy join in, bring his energy in here. Lord, you're welcome to the show. What you got for us?
Ezra, you're a goddamn
Hold on. We can walk him a little bit later. I'm not done. You interrupted me while
you're still going. You've been ready for like 15 minutes.
Yeah. Well, is this not brunch boxing?
Well, goddamn.
I'm confused.
It's not a fucking monologue either. Confused.
What is this, Ezra and Friends?
It's like the vagina monologue.
Quiet, passenger. Yeah.
It's like the vagina monologues in here.
Like, what are we doing here? I will say that Ellie Scottney's performance against Yamilet Mercado was excellent. I thought that was one of her better performances. I was very, very impressed with her. I also want to talk about Shanika Johnson, who I believe had the performance of the night, and she completely dominated Sharetta Metcalf from bell to bell, made her look like she just started boxing, which she kind of did. You know, she made her look like the way she was supposed to make her look. I'm not too sure what the strategy was with that. It kind of felt like, and I said this from round two, because I could see it right away, that, listen, if Sharetta Metcalf is going to have any chance tonight, because you could tell Shanika Johnson was super aggressive coming out, and she was pushing Metcalf back, and Metcalf was like boxing off the back foot, at least trying to. I said she needs to hold her feet. She needs to hold her feet, because Shanika Johnson coming downhill was very difficult for her to handle. Especially the offense that Shanika Johnson was offering. I thought Shanika Johnson had an excellent performance, and she has a lot of big fights in her future because she is one of the more marketable girls in the sport of women's boxing. So, she had
a good marketable. Marketable. What do you mean?
She has a huge. First of all, she has like a huge following on Instagram. Right. She also she also has a huge following on OnlyFans.
Really? And, really? Are you happen to be one of those huge followers?
No, listen, she is a very popular girl. I don't think it's a coincidence that this past week, MVP signed Ebony Bridges. I think that's going to be an all-Aussie showdown that they're probably going to try to do. You're going to see them try to do that. I think you're going to have, when Dina Thorsland drops a baby finally, you're going to have, you know, that matchup. There's going to be quite a few matchups for Shanika Johnson to have, you know. So she did great. Tammy Thibault,
the future
performance. Maybe. We'll see. I mean, well, actually, yeah, she's probably the future because it's women's boxing. I mean, there's about so many people. Yeah. Listen, you could put on a wig and be the future.
Oh,
right?
My God.
It's about so many people.
Don't give him any ideas.
If J-Ro's looking for a power puncher, what was boxing? I mean, I'm just saying.
Finally get you to one-on-one.
not to keep ranting, but grading the card overall, I gave the card about
Jenner.
A B. I thought it dragged on too long.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. What was your grade, man?
A B.
A B. Wow.
For the B, I gave it a B only because I think the atmosphere kind of carried the card. I'm very big on atmosphere. So I thought that really carried things. The fans got me excited. The proper circumstances got me excited. The production was great, but it was just too much time in between bouts. Way too much time in between bouts. Too much filler. We're like, Lord, deliver us from podcasts in between boxing matches. Please, God. It's like every event now is a podcast, and then they fill up the time on a commercial break with a boxing.
You feel like Dana White?
I just don't get it. It's too much time. You had the Irish national anthem, the Puerto Rican national anthem. Amanda Serrano came out to like five different songs. Katie Taylor with the church music. I mean, it was a lot.
How'd you feel about the ring announcer? I think he's the best ring announcer in the game right now. Big Mo.
All right. Well, you're just saying that because when you saw him in person, you were attracted to him. I thought he did well.
You know what? Can I tell you the one thing this guy does that I only see two other people do? Now, the two other people are the Big Show and the Undertaker. He steps over the top rope when he gets to the ring. He steps over the top rope. That's insane. The Big Show and the Undertaker. Only two guys I know that do that.
Yes, clearly you are very impressed by his size.
I'm just saying, Matt, if you get in the ring, are you stepping over the top rope or are you going under over the second rope?
Well, I'm definitely not going under. That's a little bit too difficult.
No, the second rope. You know where you go over the second rope?
No. Stepping over like
Kevin Nash. Oh, really? I don't think you can do it. I'll be honest with you.
But it is what it is, man. It was a good event, a very good event. Netflix did a great job. The Ramna Ali fight was man, oh man. I'm not sure how she got the decision. Ramna Ali is not good at boxing. She's pretty, but she can't box. She got beat by the Brazilian chick, and you know, the girl was in tears. She was in tears after they announced Rob Ali as the winner. Like, yo, what just happened?
Isn't she an Olympian? Is she an Olympian?
She lost to Beatriz Pereira.
What?
Yeah.
She's... Yeah, and Beatriz Pereira.
All right, what else you got, Ezra? No, no, I'm done ranting.
Jesus, you know that was a 30-minute rant. That's unbelievable. 30 minutes, just continuous, too. I didn't think it was going to end. At one point, I was like, you know what? He might just continue to next tomorrow's show. I don't know what's going on. That's unbelievable. Nothing. I just thought that was I like the card. I've never seen so much negative people after I thought it was like a good card.
I don't know if people being that negative.
Oh, you didn't hear J-Roll's first rant that we started off with. But and then he starts off with a rant, and then he tells me that he went ahead a meal and didn't only caught the co-main event. He starts off the rant.
I'll tear the card. I told you I watched a Lee fight. I watched the Metcalf fight.
It was a prelim.
I watched the Baumgartner fight. And I watched the main event. How many fights am I supposed to see?
The whole main card.
Well, the four fights, I give it a C-.
Yeah, I agree.
I'm gonna be honest with you. The fact that J-Ro watched that many women's fights, I'm surprised.
Yeah, I was surprised he watched the card at all. I'm like, oh shit, like J-Ro was actually watching. Damn.
The first fight was 3-minute rounds, so I was thinking it was like maybe J-Ro might watch the first fight.
And he didn't even watch that one.
I joined late.
That was probably a good case study for 3 fucking minute rounds because.
And a stoppage.
It was a stoppage. Yeah.
No, it was a stoppage?
Yeah.
I told you. What did I tell you? You need to bring 3 minutes.
I 100% agree. That fight would have gone 8 rounds otherwise.
You guys would have been complaining if there were 3-minute rounds for the Taylor Serrano fight. You would have said, we had to do an extra minute, two of her moving around like that. That's what that's all I would have heard. Mike, what do you got for us? Did you watch the card tonight? I know you didn't, but what did you do tonight? You know what? Just tell me what you did tonight. That's all I'm curious.
I went to go watch Superman with my son.
How was it? You know what? Spoiler free.
No spoilers, though. No spoilers.
Spoiler free. How was it?
I'm not going to give a spoiler. If you know your way around DC, I'd say 7.5. Yeah. Well, it's an intro movie, you know what kind of mean? So things are always done like that.
The one thing he said was like, I'm trying not to make an intro movie. So that's
No, you can try all you want, but if you're going to start something off, it is what it is. You know, it's action-packed, you know, but I mean, there's still a lot of things you got to learn.
Okay, now, Mike, just so I can get used to your like grading score, I'm going to throw some movies at you.
Who's the director? Who's the director that said that he was trying to not...
What's the name? Gunn? Yeah, James Gunn.
James Gunn.
Okay, I'm going to throw some movies at you, Mike. You give me a grade for them. All right. Friday.
Friday the movie? Ice Cube?
Yeah, wait, what other Friday do you know? What other movie?
I don't know. I don't even know. You watch movies like that. That's 10 out of 10 for me.
Okay, all right. We're going to Back to the Future. First one.
Say 8.5.
Oh, that's weird. Okay. Jurassic Park. First one.
I just love dinosaurs, so man, those things are always 9 out of 10, 8 out of 10 for me.
He just loves dinosaurs, but they're automatically.
I wanted to be a paleontologist growing up, Israel. Like I fucking love dinosaurs, no matter what. I'm gonna watch the new Jurassic Park, even though I probably shouldn't. But I'm gonna do it.
Okay, Schindler's List.
That's a good one too. That's a 10 out of 10.
Hey, hold on.
These are not bad scores.
Schindler's List is awful. One of the worst movies ever made.
It was so bad that Jerry Seinfeld was making out watching the movie.
I'll tell you this. Ty is right when he says dead rappers get better promotion. That's all I'll say about Schindler's List. Because it's about...
Yeah, it reminds me of Big.
I agree. I watched it recently, and Matt is completely right. I feel like people got guilted into giving it awards. It's not. It's not particularly a great piece of cinema.
It's not horrible, but it's not great.
I'm gonna be asked to write a letter tomorrow morning. I know
these guys right here. Anyways, go on, Ezra.
Okay, your scores are not bad. I trust your judging now. Movies. Go ahead, Nino. Get your hand up.
Hold on. You got to go back to Lord, because Lord came in and was like, Ezra, you're an idiot. You're an idiot.
But Matt had
to finish getting this, all his shit in. So
just to be clear, Lord, I didn't stop you. It was Matt's monologue. Now keep it going.
I get it. But I mean, the reason why I was calling you an idiot. Is because of the Clarissa Shields shit. Like, bro, okay. A, okay, this is boxing, right? The whole concept of going down in weight is this idea that Clarissa would have to go down in weight in order to be competitive. She doesn't. She can fight any of these girls and more than likely beat the shit out of all of them. Two, she's the biggest star. So why in the hell would she go down in weight when she could just tell Shadeza Green or whoever else, hey, move up. Don't starve yourself and make 160 or 168 or whatever. Just move up and fight me. Or don't. You don't have to move up. It's not an obligation that you weigh over 168 or 160 or whatever that you're going to fight at. You're not obligated to do that. That's a maximum weight, not a minimum.
One thing I can guarantee is Shadeza Green is not starving herself. Now, the next thing I would say... The next thing I would say is if I...
Please might disagree with you.
The next thing I would say is if I'm MVP and I know that most likely when it comes to women's boxing, I'm doing the best stuff. I could get Chrystia Shields. I would just tell Chrystia Shields, come over here. We got Shadeza Green. She's got to win at this weight. Come to this weight and let's make it happen. That's what my argument would be.
Well, my argument would be I don't have to do that. You fight me at heavyweight.
And my argument would be they'd probably say, you know what, get to walking. But I don't know. Let's see. Maybe they won't. You know what I mean? I hope.
Well, if they don't, then well, guess what? I guess you just don't want to fight then. I guess you just don't want to make more money than you could ever make then.
I hope
because you're too scared to fucking fight somebody.
I hope they team up and make it work. Go ahead, Nino.
Because that's basically the reason why her and Chris Cyborg won't fight. Chris Cyborg used to walk around at 185. It's documented. This shit is documented that she used to walk around just as heavy as Clarissa is right now.
Okay. Also, can Matt or Ezra or even Lord, maybe King P, maybe even Nino, maybe Greg, and everyone, can you guys explain to me why so many people are happy that Serrano lost?
It's because of the Clarissa stuff.
Well, and also because a lot of people thought she was whining too much about losing the first two.
Yeah, I always thought she has a dumbass trainer and she should have ditched that fucking idiot and didn't. And
he's family. That's not happening.
Yeah, I know. And when you don't do that, you deserve to lose three times in a row.
I'm gonna be honest. I think she, like, I don't know if she could even operate without him. He literally does everything.
I know. You're completely right. And I think it's
you guys are surrounded. You guys can get around it. Miss is not a likable person. That's basically it. She's not likable. And that's why a lot of people are taking joy in her losing. She's just not a likable person. She's a phony. Nobody likes a fucking phony. Nobody likes a person that throws a rock and hides the hand. People don't fuck with her like that. Okay.
Man. You know, before you guys end it, do you guys think there's a chance in maybe in Ireland or whatever next year in 2 years that they make the four fight?
No. Yes.
They can't make it Ireland. They said they did
the third one, and they're going to see the outcome. They're going to think they can finesse some more money.
If Katie Taylor continues to fight, she's going to have a farewell fight in Ireland. But it won't be Amanda Serrano.
Yes, I'm saying I think
it would be someone like a Chantel Cameron.
That's risky.
A third fight with Chantel Cameron.
Because Chantel Cameron was great tonight. The actual fight that deserved the trilogy, by the way.
Yes, it did. That was a great fight. Well, what are you talking about? This fight deserved a trilogy too. What are you talking about?
It didn't deserve it. And honestly, I wouldn't have cared if we didn't get a trilogy.
This has been Brunch Boxing. Thank you guys for listening. That is the greatest host in boxing media, Matt. Our CFO, the Mexican Al Heyman, Mike, I am Ezra, and shout out to our producer, Huey.